Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The recent election could bring significant changes in ag policy, including important issues like the overdue ag bill, international trade, and taxes. Nebraska Extension Ag Policy Specialist Brad Lubin talks about what changes could be coming when the legislative sessions start next year.
First, acknowledging that there are lots of policy questions ranging from the farm bill itself to trade policy and tax policy and regulatory policy and other things. The monumental shift here, or at least the substantial shift, is a change in power in Washington, D.C. The results of the elections gave us Republican control of the House and the Senate and the White House. And it's the fact that one party controls all three corners, which might move us from a stalemate that we've largely been living with for many years to something that might result in significant inaction. I think as we watch the farm bill, and we're still watching here at the end of 2024 and looking for what is expected to be a simple extension of the farm bill to carry the debate into the new year. The issues that we've been debating within the farm bill about potential increases in the safety net, both the commodity program and the crop insurance program, potential changes in the conservation title in terms of one-time Inflation Reduction Act money that might become part of the permanent baseline, as well as some guidance on how that's spent on climate, some issues that are always with us in terms of SNAP spending, and then some issues related to the Secretary's authority over the Commodity Credit Corporation spending. Those are the four issues that have fundamentally sort of stuck with us here through 2024. Well, a simple extension means that we're likely to debate those same things again in early 2025, but maybe with an added kicker. If a farm bill gets done in sort of prompt order in 2025, it may look like the debate that we've had unfolding now. The longer it takes, it's also more likely that we begin to debate the fundamental role of federal policy and the amount of spending on federal policy. At least that's been a promise of the incoming administration to look at the size of federal government and the overall spending. Of course, it's still Congress that ultimately makes those decisions and legislative changes, but there could be a different tenor to the debate the longer we drive into 2025. I think there's a lot for maybe both sides to learn. Brooke Rollins does come with an ag background and some experience that'll be valuable to the position. But it's probably true that she'll need to learn more about the day-to-day policies and programs that USDA implements, and agriculture will need to learn more about her. One of the things to note, however, may be she doesn't come out of the traditional circle of ag leaders or ag state policymakers who are sort of primed for promotion to the position of USDA secretary. But she comes out of the previous Trump administration with a solid experience working in the administration and a solid experience working on policy issues that might mean she has a better working relationship with the administration than maybe we historically have when we put together good people, but they have to learn how to work together. Mm-hmm. She's already got that plus going for her. And so ag has a voice and a trusted voice with the administration that will go a long ways, even as she and her staff may need to learn more about the ag groups that they work with.
Today's program is a portion taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu. or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.